Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's all we're looking for, folks, around here. Out here on Main Street, that's all we're looking for, a little respect. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy. Coming up on 23 years, she's been hanging out with us. We got her right out of high school. She's the author of Building Customer Loyalty, also Winning at Customer Retention, 101 Ways to Do That. She's our good friend Joanna. Thanks again for being here. And other books, a number of other ones, folks. And
the fun one, since it's the holiday time, is 54 ways to stay positive in a changing, challenging, and sometimes negative world.
Yeah,
and that's a fun little illustrated gift book. Makes the perfect gift.
Yeah, you get buy two, you're going to want to give one away. So I mentioned that earlier in the previous segment for sure, folks. And we launched these on the show. That's how we met Joanna. We're still, as we move into 2021, that year's hard to say for some reason. I can't believe that we're talking about 2021, and I still remember when 1984, the book was like, who's going to live to that year, right? But anyway, we're still going to be dealing with this challenge. The vaccine is just now rolling out. But it could be months and months before the population is generally immunized. It could be longer before we kind of know whether, you know, we see the numbers going down. People are still going to be jumpy. People are still going to be sensitive, hypersensitive. And one of the things that I've had to deal with, when I alluded to this earlier, is I have my own attitude about the coronavirus. You have your thinking about the coronavirus, but as a someone serving a customer, I can't impose. If I'm you know, less afraid of it than my customer is, or if I'm, you know, whatever my standards are about this, I have to try to mirror theirs. I have to be sensitive to theirs, and that's something that we're gonna have to continue to do in the new year. What do you think?
Absolutely. But you know what? Maybe that's an important new learning for us. Because I think what comes out of that is don't judge. People have been asking me all along, friends and people I know are saying things like, well, what do you think? You think, should we be staying home? I don't know why they're asking me. I'm not a doctor. Should you be staying home? Should you do this? And I've said the same thing to everybody. This is a good time to learn how to listen to your intuition. Mm-hmm. Find your intuition and use that. Because if you use anybody else's gauge for whether it's safe or whether or not it's safe, you're not being true to yourself. And for some people, it's been very, very, very important to hunker down. And I have a friend who is a total extrovert, traveled all over the world. You know, this time last year, was traveling all over the world. In fact, she got home just in time. And she owns two businesses, and she's a speaker, and oh, my goodness, no one would ever think that she could survive this much time. And she's barely coming out now. And she'll only come out to, but she has used the time to go deep inside. She's used the time to, she really literally has cleaned out every closet in the house. I think she needed to process. She lost her partner 2 years ago to a sudden heart attack.
Wow.
And you know, had to jump right back into her life.
Well, you know, and the other thing for us, though, is we have to be, someone like me, as I said, I have to be tolerant. I've had to be a little more tolerant because this isn't something you tease about. You know me, I'm a big teaser. I'm, you know, other things, you and I may be feel differently about football or politics or whatever, we can tease each other, but this isn't something you tease about.
No, it's not something you tease about.
You know, if somebody is worried about this, you take it seriously, and you have to be tolerant of that and act appropriately.
and maybe even appreciative for their different point of view, because when someone has a different point of view, they might have something for you to learn.
Yeah, what you should be saying is something I wind up saying all the time. What do I know?
Well, and that's true, right? What do I know?
What do I know?
We don't know what somebody's carrying with them. We really don't know what somebody's carrying with them.
And that's something. And this applies to the non-COVID world too, doesn't it? I mean, sometimes we see people behaving
world.
A certain way, and we cast judgment on that behavior, and we don't know what happened to them that morning, do we?
No, we don't. We certainly do not.
And that's an employee. That's important to talk about with to think about with employees too, isn't it? Every day.
Well, I think so, because this is a, as you said, I'm a little tired of the word unprecedented, but this is an unprecedented time, so it requires unprecedented behavior. I gave a speech last night to the Customer Experience Professionals Association, a local group in Washington, D.C., and taught them about, you know, why you need positivity in a pandemic and why positive leadership is an important practice at this particular time. What can you absorb from it and learn from it that mm-hmm. you can use at this particular time, because people are more sensitive, and because if you want to bond with people and you want to create loyalty with people and all those things we've always wanted to do, it takes particular attention right now, I believe.
I need your website again, Joanna.
Well, I've got two of them, so let's start with this one this time, positiveenergizer.com,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is returnonhappiness.com.
Hey, Joanna, we always return to happiness when you're around. Will you come back soon?
I would love to.
We'll see you next time. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.